Grace and mercy and peace be to all of you from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Today's text is the Gospel reading from Matthew chapter 3. We hear these words once again. Then Jesus came from Galilee to the Jordan to John to be baptized by him. This is our text. Dear friends in Christ Jesus, most of you know my father-in-law, Warren Peters. After spending the summer with us, he's back now in his home in Illinois. One of the things that I remember about him is how, when my mother-in-law was still alive, Warren always took his place drying the dishes. Fran would wash them and Warren would dry them. No washing machine in their home. They seemed to actually enjoy that time spent together, washing and drying the dishes. But washing dishes is really gross. The water starts off so clean and the detergent creates pretty sparkly bubbles, which smell so good and glimmer in the light. But one by one, the dishes dirty the water. They defile, they desecrate what started out as good and beautiful. And then there's the sponge. Oh, the horror of the overripe dish sponge. The sponge soaks up and absorbs all the nasty, smelly, gross things. If you do not throw it away in time, and no one ever does, the filth of its rank order will attach itself to you, and you will need to scrub yourself raw to get it off. Now, with that in mind, let us consider John and Jesus and what it meant for the Lamb of God to wade into the filth of the Jordan River for you and me. John the Baptist was the voice of one crying out in the wilderness, "Prepare the way of the Lord," he said. He prepared the way of the Lord by proclaiming a baptism of repentance for the forgiveness of sins, a sinner's baptism. Of course, in John's day and in the common Greek language, to baptize simply meant to wash. Did not always have that technical meaning of a holy sacrament of God's grace. It was a type of a bath. You would baptize or wash your hands before dinner. You would baptize or wash the dishes after dinner. And John was proclaiming a baptism, a washing for sinners, to wash away their sins, to repent, to turn from their transgressions. That's what repentance is. It's a turning away from the bad and a turning toward what is good and right. To symbolize this turning, John called the people to wash away their old way of life, to wash away their sin. And then the wildest thing happened. People actually came. Crowds of people came. People from all walks of life came. They came from different cities and different religious beliefs and different backgrounds and different problems and different hurts. They all came. They came out to the Jordan to be baptized by John, to have their sins washed away. They came because they were sinners. Now, I know it's not a comfortable thing to say or to call people sinners, but crowds of people came because they were sinners, and they knew it. Maybe they had known it for a long time. Maybe they did not know it until somebody called them out on it. Maybe they knew it because they had just had this feeling that something was somehow not right with them and God. Crowds of people went to be baptized, to have their real sins really washed away. They came because they had a problem. And John offered them the solution. So they went to John And he baptized them. He washed off their dirty sins. He washed these sins into the water of the Jordan River, and all the filth of their lives left them and went into the water. The greed, the lies, the theft, the hate, the affairs, the disrespect, the neglect of worship, the abuse of God's name, the false worship of phony gods, all of it washed off of them into the water. And then when all the people were baptized, the white, spotless lamb walked into that same filthy brown water. You know what an ideal lamb looks like. White, fuzzy, woolly, pure and clean. When all the people were baptized, a brilliantly white, woolly lamb went into that filthy brown water. And like a fresh sponge, right out of the package, he soaked it all up. The dirt stuck to the lamb. All the nasty, smelly, gross things that were sitting in the water were drawn into that pure Lamb of God. All the nasty, smelly, gross things which were sitting in the water were drawn into that pure Lamb. John the Baptist cried out. He said, "Behold, look, the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world." When all the people had been baptized, when all the people had washed the filth of their sins into the water, Jesus went into the water to draw their sins onto himself. Jesus joined himself to us, to sinners, in baptism. In his baptism in the Jordan, Jesus joined himself to us and all that we do. All our sin, all our inappropriate thoughts, all our misdeeds, all our harsh words, Jesus, the Lamb of God, soaked them all up. Again, Jesus joined himself to us in baptism. For our sake, God made him to be sin who knew no sin, the Bible tells us. Here in the dirty waters of the Jordan River, Jesus begins his public ministry. His mission to cleanse the whole world has publicly begun, and he is commissioned by his Father. The heavens open. The Holy Spirit in bodily form, like a dove, descends, and God the Father speaks, "This is my beloved Son, with whom I am well pleased." It cannot be overstated how Jesus joined himself to us in his baptism. St. Paul writes in 2 Corinthians chapter 5, "For our sake he made him to be sin who knew no sin, so that in him we might become the righteousness of God." Jesus joined himself to us in his baptism so that in our baptism we might be joined to Jesus. He joined himself to us and all we do so that in baptism we might be joined to Jesus and all that he did, all that he accomplished. Jesus Christ willingly took upon himself the sins of the whole world. He became utterly sinful for our sake. God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, whom he loved, with whom he is well pleased. And God's Son took on our sin, and he took on all that sin with him to the cross. Micah chapter 7, verse 19 describes what God did with all that sin. And it says that he cast all our sin into the depths of the sea. He buried our sins, just as they buried Jesus' dead body. But 3 days later, Jesus rose from the dead, perfectly sinless. those sins are gone. As far as the east from the west, they are on the bottom of the ocean floor. Jesus joined himself to us in his baptism, so that in our baptism we might be joined to Jesus. He joined himself to us and all that we do, so that in our baptism we might be joined to everything he did. All of us who have been baptized into Christ were baptized into his death, in order that just as Christ was raised from the dead by the glory of God the Father, we too might walk in newness of life. We read that in today's epistle from Romans 6. Through your baptism, a new life is yours. Through faith in Jesus, your sins have been permanently washed away. And not only yours, but the sins of the whole world. If you happen to see a fellow sinner this week, a fellow sinner in need of forgiveness, tell them where forgiveness is found. Tell them about the one who washed it all away by taking it upon himself. Tell them about Jesus, the Lamb of God, the Son of God, through whom God says to each one of us, "You are my child whom I love. With you I am well pleased." In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.